This is 89.3 HD WRKF in Baton Rouge. I'm Amy Jeffries. When Arrested Development's frontman, Speech, answers the phone, that's actually the name he uses. The Atlanta-based group hit it big in 1992 with its debut album, pioneering hip-hop with a message.
Here, have a dollar. In fact, no, brother man, here, have two. $2 means a snack for me, but it means a big deal to you.
Arrested Development disbanded for a while, then came back together about 15 years ago. And as Speech told me when he called into the WRKF newsroom, they've been working mostly overseas since then. They came back from a tour in Japan just in time to perform at the Baton Rouge Blues Festival this Saturday.
Do you feel like that's the audience that you're trying to speak to, is the audience overseas and in these other places? Are you kind of acting as an ambassador for them? Or would you rather be, you know, kind of playing to a home crowd in Atlanta or elsewhere in the States?
Well, it's two different questions. It's funny because the first question, am I purposely trying to do it? And the answer is definitely not. You know, when I write a song, to be honest, it's for the average inner city urban dude or woman too. That's the audience that I'm sort of motivated to speak to. And at the same time, the second question is, would I rather be at home? I think the answer is no. I love doing the overseas thing too. I think I'd rather just have the whole entire planet, you know, attentive to what we're doing. But until that day comes, I think it's really a blessing for us to have that overseas support, because without them, I think we would have been washed up by now. The group would have stopped.
Tell me a little bit more about the black dude that you're imagining that you are sharing these songs with and thinking of as you're putting your lyrics together.
It's what I grew up with. You know, I mean, I come from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And on a daily basis, you know, the people that I see and that I'm around was people that were struggling with poverty. They were struggling with drugs, struggling with gang violence, struggling with, you know, just insecurities of being a black person in this country and feeling, knowing that you're not necessarily welcomed by a huge part of the population of this country, seeing the media and the propaganda that sort of goes out against your race and against your color, against the way that you were born. There's certain effects that come from that. And so being around that on a daily basis, just, I don't know, I was created in a way that my heart really wanted to reach out to that and feel some kind of way about that and write about that.
So what's on your playlist these days? What do you like to listen to?
I listen to a lot of old school Blue Note jazz records, you know, Sonny Rollins, stuff like that, Herbie Hancock, old school jazz. But I also love, like, Kendrick Lamar, and, you know, I'm enjoying his new record. I'm enjoying J. Cole's record and Drake's records, and, you know, when Jay-Z comes out with a good record, which I didn't like his last one, but when he does, I enjoy it. I mean, I listen to a lot of hip-hop, but I listen to a lot of jazz and a lot of other stuff as well, some alternative stuff. So I go around pretty much across the charts, you know.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, I have a radio show that I do weekly in Tokyo. And the radio show is called Musical Safari. And the whole point of the show is I play records from around the world because I travel a lot. I go to Australia, Africa, Europe, so on and so forth, Japan, Asia, different parts of Asia. And I grab records from these places, and I put them on my radio show, and I mix them because I used to be a DJ before I started rhyming. So I actually scratch and mix these records together. And so I listen to a lot of music.
So what's your connection to blues music? Of course, you're coming into town here for the Baton Rouge Blues Festival, so people are wondering, what's your relationship to that genre?
One is Bob O.J., our elder of our group, his favorite music of all genres is blues. So that's one of the things that, all since the group began, he played blues constantly whenever we were on tour. But the other thing that connects me to blues is it's a people music to me. Blues is not about flashiness and you know, I got on the newest clothes, the newest jewels, and a brand new car. It's about real experiences and real life, and I feel like our music is right. It's relative of that. Not to mention, we sampled a lot of blues stuff. A number of artists over the years we've sampled from blues catalogs.
Well, Arrested Development will be performing at the Baton Rouge Blues Festival on Saturday, and we'll be talking more backstage at 2:45 p.m. Speech, I guess we'll see you there.
Thanks a lot.
I'm Amy Jeffries. This is WRKF.